In 1988, the percentage of U.S. adults aged 25 or older with a college degree reached 20% for the first time. That information comes from the National Center for Education Statistics. Many people consider a degree from a four-year college to be an important step toward a good job. Employers have used the credential to help choose between job candidates. Experts who study labor and higher education have said a college degree tells businesses that their employees have basic work skills. But by 2019, the number of adults with college degrees increased to 36%. That is a rise of 80% over 30 years. A 2019 story in the Wall Street Journal newspaper called this increase degree inflation. That meant the credential had become less valuable because it was so common. However, many businesses still use a college degree as a filter in choosing possible workers. While more American workers have a college degree than in the 1980s, there are still millions of experienced workers who do not have one. People who study labor say dependence on a college degree creates a needless barrier. Byron Ogiest is one of them. Ogiest is an economist and a labor expert. He was an advisor to former President Barack Obama. In 2015, he helped start a company called Opportunity at Work. It aims to help skilled workers in the U.S. who do not have college degrees find good jobs. Ogiest tells the story of his father, who took computer classes. His father then went on to have a successful computer programming career, but he did not have a college degree. Ogiest calls workers like his father STARS. It stands for Skilled Through Alternative Routes. That means they use different paths to get the skills and knowledge they need to do a job. His company's research shows the three main groups of STARS are African Americans, Hispanics, and rural people. Ogiest recently wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post newspaper. He later spoke about his work in a podcast. He said the college degree filter creates a skills gap. The lack of a degree makes employers think there are not enough workers to do some jobs. But in fact, there are workers with the needed skills.
Most of the skills we use at work, we learn on the job, not in school. So if we stop people from having that experience on the job, well, then obviously we're going to work our way into a skills gap. And I think that's exactly what we've done.
Some jobs clearly require special degrees and training, such as the professions of medicine or law. However, there are millions of good workers in the U.S. who have valuable experience, said Christian Serrera. He works with Ogiest at Opportunity at Work. Serrera said, they may have jobs at large stores like Walmart and could move into better jobs with a little special training. Serrera said, many of these people speak English and another language. He gave an example of someone who needs to work with people who can speak both English and Spanish. He said an immigrant has skills people cannot learn in college.
Like patience and not taking things too personally and having a little bit of humor about life in general, as you're learning about a different culture, a different country, different everything.
A company, he said, that is flexible in its hiring methods can identify a good worker and then train them for a better job. Ogeist recently spoke with the New York Times newspaper. He said, people need dependable jobs to enter the middle class. If companies continue four-year degree requirements, millions of people will not be able to get better jobs. Serrera moved to the U.S. from Spain without a college degree. He found that if he wanted to have a good job, he would need to find a way to finish college. He did that, but it was not easy. He started by attending a community college. Many people will still need to push themselves to get a college degree, he said. However, companies like Opportunity at Work are asking businesses to reconsider their job requirements. A recent story by the Harvard Business Review noted that during the COVID-19 health crisis, some companies removed a college degree from their list of job requirements. Before that, a 2018 story by CNBC noted that companies including Google, Apple, IBM, and Starbucks were removing college degree requirements from some job listings. Serrera said many of those jobs are show-your-work jobs, like writing programming for computers. But he said there are still other jobs where people who have work experience without a degree can succeed. Also, he said, companies need to tell their employees about opportunities for them to get better jobs and to make it easier for good workers to be considered for them. Serrera called on employers to offer jobs with mid-level pay and good job possibilities to STARS. He said that STARS answer, when employers send a strong signal that they need workers with skills and do not require a college degree.
But as of right now, employers are failing to turn the signal on and commit to action.
That, he added, prevents STARS from taking action and keeps them on the sidelines. I'm Dan Friedel.